Living the Motoring and Touring Lifestyle with Rob Fraser and David Brown from ozroma.com.au.
Rob Fraser and I have just driven Kia's new small SUV, the Seltos, from Brisbane to the Sunshine Coast, including a detour off the main highway onto some secondary roads, past the Glasshouse Mountains and through some wonderful little townships. Kia say the car is sophisticated. What do you reckon, Rob?
I'd say yes. Yeah, it's certainly got a lot of technology and attention to detail in it.
Mm.
It's at the forefront of that very small segment, I'd say.
It's not the most compact of SUVs. It's a bit bigger than that. It's around the Hyundai Kona, perhaps even a little bigger.
It almost is a bridge between that small and small, medium size. It's not quite as large, say, as a Hyundai Tucson, but a bit bigger than a Hyundai Kona.
The notion of it probably is that it'll be mainly used in urban areas, yet how does it go on a variety of situations when you were travelling through the country? For example, what was it like on the highway?
There's two different versions. There's a 2-litre engine model, and being front-wheel drive, and a 1.6-litre turbo engine, which is all-wheel drive, and the two of them have slightly different characteristics. But both of them, actually, I felt really comfortable driving. They cruised along, they did nothing wrong. It was very, very relaxed driving, to be honest.
To be quite honest with you, sometimes the base model is better. It doesn't have as low-profile tyres. It's only the two-wheel drive, and so it's not as heavy in one sense. The thing about it is you can get it in a variety of colours, and if you're going down the highway and you get the top model, you can get it two-tone, but you don't get the sunroof with it. I actually prefer the two-tone colour.
Yeah, true. The sunroof quite often takes up a lot of headroom for not very much space.
In a flowing back road, did it cope well?
Did. There was a couple of sections there north of that Montville-Mullaney area, sort of heading up north and then back down into Noosa. There was up through the trees, beautiful, hilly, windy roads, and it actually drove really nicely. Soaked up a lot of the bumps.
Yes.
There's a few sections there where the corners tightened right up on you. We weren't going terribly fast, but it just sort of plotted around the corner without too much hassle. It was good.
Comfort inside?
Obviously changes depending upon the model you're in. The higher the model, the more bling, the more comfort, you know, leather seats, that type of stuff. But even the base model, the seats were really comfortable. Other than the fact that, you know, some of your elbow touch points are a little bit hard, you don't have the same padding on the door or the center console lid.
I think I like about going through that area is things like the Glasshouse Mountains. Isn't it wonderful where you drive through there? I went up to the lookout, and that was typical, wide open and almost a bit hazy in the look. But occasionally when you're driving along those roads, suddenly one of these stark Glasshouse Mountains, which are a volcanic plug, 26 to 27 million years ago, they forced their way up and then cooled down, and then the rest of the ground around it eroded and left this protrusion out of there. It's a lovely area for that.
The beauty I like is when you're driving along and you're up on the ridge, especially through that Mullaney, Montville sort of area, Woodford, and you just get glimpses across, and it drops off beautifully. You get this fantastic vista out in front of you of all that sort of low ground, and then, as you said, these mountains that just appear out of nowhere. It is absolutely stunning.
So here we are in the Seltos. Oh, gee, I don't tell you what, I don't like the name. I've said that a Seltos to me sounds like a mint you rush to get after you've been eating garlic. What's it worth?
The entry-level S model, which is a front-wheel drive, 2-litre, that's starting price at $25,990 drive away, which is really sharp pricing, right through to their top of the line, the GT line, all-wheel drive, this with a 1.6-litre turbo. That's about $41,990 drive away. Very sharp pricing, particularly for what you get in it. My choice was picking up a Sport or a Sport Plus in that two-wheel drive, front-wheel drive, which is unusual for me. But bear in mind that they believe 80% of these vehicles will be front-wheel drive, and most of them will be driven in the urban environment. That one just seemed to have the best balance. It's on sale here in Australia from October 25, and they'll have a little bit of a restricted supply for a little while. So I would say go and have a quick look at it and put an order in if you want to buy it, because you might have a bit of a wait list otherwise.
And if you want to see, hear and read more from Rob and David, go to ozroma.com.au.